It's 500 years this month since the Protestant Reformation got started in Germany, and it's 100 years this month since the start of the Russian Revolution. These two historic upheavals may seem pretty different, but in fact, they do have some surprising connections. And over the next 2 weeks here on RN, we're marking these two historical anniversaries. This week, let's look at the Reformation.
Okay, so everyone knows the story of how the Protestant Reformation began with Martin Luther nailing his 95 theses to the door of the church in Wittenberg. Well, here's what it sounded like. You see, it never really happened, or at least not according to Peter Stanford, who's the author of a recent biography titled Martin Luther, Catholic Dissident. On the other hand, something that everybody doesn't know but really did happen was that Luther turned out to be an unlikely influence on that notorious atheist Karl Marx. Here's Peter Stanford speaking with RN's Rachel Conn.
One of the amazing things about Luther is that virtually everything he ever wrote or said, or, you know, sermons he gave, lectures he gave, it is all collected very neatly in 121 volumes in the Weimar archive. And nowhere but nowhere but nowhere in any of those documents does Luther talk about nailing anything to a door in 1517 or sticking with wax anything to a door in 1517. None of these things. What he says, and let's go with his own words on this, is that at the end of October 1517, i.e. 500 years ago, he sent a letter to his local archbishop. He was outraged at the sale of indulgences nearby by people going and paying money to get into heaven, completely cut across his ideas about justification by faith alone. And he proposed that there should be a debate about this in the church. And in order to prompt that debate, as well as the letter he sent to his archbishop, he wrote 95 debating points. And actually just use, you know, let's just be practical about this. Think how big a church door is.
Right. Oh, they're pretty big in the medieval period.
Okay, but even so, 95 times three sentences each. We're talking about a piece of wallpaper. We're not talking about putting up a little thing on the door. We're talking like a book being... Of course he did. He says he didn't. The legend about him nailing things comes after his death. You start reading a bit of it, but it really, really takes shape in the 19th century when Germans in particular, this was the time of the unification of Germany, Germany's great industrial power, and what they wanted to show was that Luther was a national hero who was hammering that message through to anyone who stood up against him, just as Germany was going to hammer its way through. So be very, very careful of the hammering. No hammering.
There was also this interest in the populace and the peasantry. And you make an interesting point in your book on Luther's connection to Karl Marx, as Karl Marx viewed it. What is it that Marx said of Luther?
Marx was writing in, I think, the 1840s, and he's looking at how Germany needs a revolution. And he actually identifies Luther as the stage one of the revolution that he wants to bring about. Because what he does is he talks about Luther shattering faith in authority and restoring the authority of faith. It's a very nice phrase. Mm. So he got rid of the hierarchy and who told people what faith was about, and he told people that faith itself, their relationship with God, was the most important thing. So in a sense, he liberated them, and that's what Marx wanted to happen, liberate them from the things that enchain their hearts. But of course, what Marx then wanted to do was go on to the second stage of that revolution and was to liberate people from religion altogether, from the opium of the people, as he would describe it. So Marx was an admirer of Luther's achievement, but he wasn't a particular admirer of Luther's kind of religious disposition.
That's Peter Stanford, author of Martin Luther, Catholic Dissident, and that piece produced by David Rutledge. And for more on Reformation to Revolution, and there is plenty more, head to the RN homepage. You'll find the tile there.